Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Dr. Mina today. Somebody was wondering if she actually is Tyler's Tupperware turd. Play the Deadpool. She knows a lot. She's a doctor. She knows who's going to kick. All right. And Billy Blankel will phone the program. Tyler's Tupperware turd is a Deadpool name that is leading with 6 hits. And it's not even March.
And she probably has experience with stool samples that come in a Tupperware container.
Right.
Was on this date in 2005, police in Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah, it was our first full year in Wichita. We joined there in
06.
Oh, late 06.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't get, that was October 06.
So we weren't able to comment on this at the time.
Announced they'd made an arrest in the notorious BTK serial killer case.
Oh, yeah. I saw a little piece on him the other day. What a scumbag, man.
Is that guy out in Colorado at that Supermax place?
I don't think he's there. I think he's in somewhere in like Ohio. That's where he was. He's somewhere else. He's not in Colorado, I don't think. But I don't, you know, he's locked away for life.
Oh, yeah. I just thought he might count as...
No. His daughter, I think his grown daughter, moved her whole family out of that state and moved to Ohio. I think that was why that came up in the mind. He might even be in Leavenworth. Who knows?
You know? I thought he might count as, you know, the worst of the worst that gets stuck in that joint in Colorado.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, he is at the El Dorado Correctional Facility.
Oh, he's right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's right.
He's right there in the neighborhood.
Surprised somebody
has an off team.
Yeah, I'm surprised, because there was some horrible things happened to a lot of families in Wichita during those periods, if you know anything about the story. And I read something about it, knowing we were going to be on Wichita for years. And you would think somebody knows somebody in prison and said, no, this guy killed somebody I know. Let's stick him.
Well, wasn't he just a couple years ago bragging about getting special treatment?
I don't remember. Did he? Okay.
Yeah, I think he got like new teeth. Yeah.
New study out of India shows that people who wear eyeglasses. Let me just say before I say this next part. I imagine Dr. Mina is going to be willing to shoot us on this one.
It comes from her country, so.
Yeah. The study may
Her country's America,
she's from
by
Nebraska.
The way. Yeah, she's from Nebraska.
People who wear eyeglasses are 3 times less likely to get the COVID.
What?
Oh, because spittle in your eye.
Not just that.
They
not just
as,
that.
As goggles.
Those people are also less likely to touch their eyes.
Oh, because glasses are right there.
Yeah, because they're trained.
Reach up and touch it.
I should wear mine more often. Yeah. I usually just wear mine at night, because that's when my eyes start to get tired.
I wear shop goggles around a lot.
That's a good idea.
I just go for a welding helmet.
Yeah, now that the shop goggles are good. Because I have a lathe in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I use that a lot.
So, like, if people wear those welder shields full time, you would probably be less likely to touch your eye. You would also be, it would be impossible to see.
We had those on before. We tried to weld once. You can't see anything.
You'd be less likely to have friends, too, because you'd look like a freak.
Right. Or like a warrior.
There you go.
Okay.
That's like that's a cool night costume to have that thing on there.
Well, you know, walking around the grocery store in a welding helmet, you kind of put off a vibe.
I've heard of people who put, like, fly on planes. There are people on the planes with a mask and a shield.
Yeah, I don't blame
them. Yeah, that I could see.
Do not blame them.
Yeah, if I went on public transportation.
Eyes, people do. It's crazy.
Can you imagine?
We live in an alternative universe, man.
Yeah, going on a train? I would want, like, two masks and a shield.
Trains are empty. What kind of train? A full train?
Like
you're all packed into each other?
Right.
Oh, like you go to the airport, like Atlanta, and you hop on that train?
Yeah, some kind of commuter train.
All right. Yeah, that's a little different. I thought you meant like a train ride. I remember Nick Griffin said he was the only one on that train, just riding by himself. So.
Yeah, apparently Amtrak is pretty empty.
Yeah.
Or, like a subway in New York City.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, I think it was Nick said, those trains are packed.
Yeah.
That would make me uneasy.
Yeah. Pussies. I go to the bar every weekend.
Sure, I'll take that.
Yeah, thanks for keeping it going.
I'm being a character there. I don't go to the bar
every
weekend
guy. Right. Well, that's most of the spread, isn't it? People hanging out at bars.
Let's ask Dr. Mean about that because it's one of those situations. I think we're living in an alternative universe. I know all four of us are doing the right thing. I do say the right thing too, by the way. But I drive past bars at restaurants every day, and they're all packed.
I have heard stats that say that a vast majority of the spread is caused by the 18 to 40-year-old crowd.
Yeah. In a bar.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, just doing what
and
they
gyms.
Do.
Right. Just hanging out at crowds.
Yeah.
Parties. Gyms. Yeah, it could be house parties, too.
Yeah, just this morning I heard some story about the gym spread being really, really bad. They're doubling down saying, no, seriously, wear your mask if you're going to go to the gym.
Yeah, I'd like to go back to the gym. I'm not ready yet.
Looks like we're getting a reboot of the 90s sitcom.
Yeah, I love Frasier.
Frasier.
Yeah, coming to Paramount Plus. I'm not sure. I mean, the dad's dead, but the actor who played the dad, John Mahoney, I think his name was.
Yeah.
I'm not sure but Niles is coming back or not.
None of the other stars of the series have yet signed on, so they don't know if anybody else, who else is coming back. That hasn't been announced. They aren't talking about that, so we don't know one way or the other.
They haven't announced that, no. Yeah. I was a huge Frasier fan. I'm looking forward to that. That's on Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus.
Which used to be CBS All Access, apparently. It changed the name. Yeah.
Well, and it's going to be a little more all-encompassing, apparently, because I read a whole bunch of stuff yesterday.
I did, too.
That, like, they're going to have old VH1 storytellers and MTV Unplugged and Beavis and Butthead and a bunch of,
all in one.
A whole bunch of stuff. Plus, new movies, like the new Mission Impossible that's supposed to come out. They said, the window between theatrical release and being on that service for free is only going to be, 45 days.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. So it's enticing.
Now, what do we have now? We just have regular Paramount TV.
Yeah, have Paramount Network.
Yeah, if it's got all this stuff on it, I'll get it. Once again, another add-on.
Yeah. So CBS All Access will become Paramount Plus?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And it'll become more. There'll be more content when it becomes Paramount Plus.
Yeah, I read also that the guy that is behind Yellowstone, he's got two other shows coming out on Paramount Plus.
Taylor.
Sheridan.
Sheridan, yeah.
Yeah. And he's a great storyteller, so that looks good.
Ad supported version, $5 a month.
Right.
Starting in June.
Yeah, I have Hulu that has that ad supported, technically. The movie starts. Movie's not broke up, but there's an ad right away.
There's an ad at the front.
Right.
Episodic.
I have no problem with that.
Episodic TV. I just got done binging Freaks and Geeks.
Yes.
That show.
Is there an ad to come right away, or is it halfway through?
Those are like 45-minute episodes. So they originally aired in one-hour form.
Mm-hmm.
They maybe add 5 minutes of spots to a 45-minute show.
Yeah, like when we were watching
a movie, they don't.
A
I know
teacher.
That.
They didn't have near as many ads as they would, if it were on regular cable.
Yeah, there's maybe three minute and a half or 2 minute breaks in an hour long TV show.
Which is weird because they don't interrupt movies. I bought a movie, I didn't buy it. Hulu, I watched as a Bruce Willis movie from about 3 years ago. It's pretty funny, actually. He's a detective in Venice Beach. It's really funny. There's a lot of funny people.
The Palm Springs movie was on Hulu, and it just had an ad at the front.
That was it, the front. Yeah, they don't mess with movies.
Right, no interruptions in the middle of the movie.
Well, TVs most of the shows were made to have those breaks, so they'll just take advantage of it. But yeah, the Paramount Plus looks, it looks enticing.
I saw that Kelsey Grammer's also doing do double duty. I said duty. Him and Alec Baldwin have a sitcom coming out on regular some network. I mean, it's written well. They're both really good. It all depends on the writing. All depends on the writing.
Right, if it's written well.
I wouldn't think they'd even sign up if it wasn't written well. Because Alec Baldwin was on 30 Rock, and 30 Rock was a great show.
Yeah, I'm sure they recognize good writing by now.
Yeah,
just the back catalogs of Behind the Music, Unplugged, and Storytellers.
All the old Behind the Musics are on there.
Yeah.
They were great.
I could sit down and watch those forever.
Old school Behind the Musics, yeah.
Yeah.
Problem was, they have to do updates, though, because some of those Behind the Musics were in the late 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And these rock stars are going to look back, and it'd be 20 years ago. They're talking about 20 years before that.
And that's the end of the story. Well,
no, not really.
Not really.
No.
About $27 million worth of marijuana now in the hands of federal authorities.
Whoa.
Yeah,
Customs and Border Protection says the bust happened during the inspection of a semi-truck at the Otay Mesa Port of Entry in Southern California. Officers searched the trailer and ended up finding more than 12,000 pounds of weed mixed in with a shipment of papayas.
It's funny that it just seems weird the way prohibition is. I realize it's illegal weed, but it's still weed, and it's legal most places.
Yeah, but there's still a black market out there.
Yeah, obviously, right?
A thriving black market.
Is black market making edibles?
You know, you can, but
I don't think they're going to take the time to do that.
Well,
like companies do. I mean, I'm not talking about what you do. I'm talking about making it and selling it, packaging it, and making it blackmail, you know, that kind of stuff. Like you see in the actual legitimate stores.
No, the black market edibles that you're going to see, say, around here, somebody went to a state with legal weed and stocked up. You know, they went to Colorado.
Okay. They bought it legally to begin with. I got it. Well, to me, that's already bought and just reselling it for a profit. Like a Lucy or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about nobody's taking no pot guys are actually making their own brownies, sealing them up in packages and selling them out of the back of their trunk.
Or gummies or things
like
that.
Yeah, right. That stuff you have to go to legitimate places for.
Right.
I have heard of people doing that.
They might.
Yes, I have. Yeah. I have heard of people doing that, even making their own gummies.
Right. Yeah, there's probably a market for that. But I'm sure.
I've heard of
it. Well, especially in places where it's illegal. Yeah.
But most of the black market stuff, I'm certain, is just flour.
Like here.
Here, make your own brownies. Here's a bag of weed. Make your own gummy.
We're the good life. No weed here.
Yeah, somebody sent me a gummy recipe the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't look that difficult. Didn't look that much more complicated than, you know, cooking up a bag of
brownies. As long as you're the guinea pig with this stuff, and you are, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And your wife just throw you a piece on the floor and you eat it and see how long you sleep.
Nom, 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 nom.
That sounds good.
I know, but Todd's the guinea pig. I mean, I don't want to try unless Todd tries it first.
Not going to kill him.
No, that's not what I meant. I mean, I want to know how long he's going to sleep.
Yeah, but
I got things to do.
Do you?
Yeah,
well, he doesn't.
Sometimes. I know he doesn't.
That's right. That's why he makes the perfect guinea pig.
Yeah, he does.
There's way too many hours in the day.
He's an empty nester, man. He could sleep all day if he wants.
Way too many hours in the day.
If he accidentally downs a couple hundred milligrams and sleeps for 18 hours, well, not a big deal for him.
Yeah, I've had enough experimentation now. We got the dose down. I've dialed it in.
Todd dose.
I dial it in for the rest of you.
Some might call it full-scale research.
Oh, I'm definitely the test
rather than just experimentation.
Right.
This is our lab rat, Todd.
Yeah, it doesn't go anywhere else until I've thoroughly tested it. I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Oh, yeah. Or sleep for 15 hours when they got things to do.
Or just freak the hell out.
Yeah.
Because I did the first time.
And if you freaked out, you're average pot smoker is really going to freak out.
Or some guy who just dabbles occasionally.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I meant. I shouldn't say average. I mean just the dabble guy.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Something you got to look out for. Everybody's got to look out for. New study shows being quarantined at home can lead to a rise in domestic violence. California researchers did a 10-week survey.
Is that both ways?
It doesn't mention one way or the other.
I'm just saying.
Women, it's just a rise of domestic violence. Researchers did a 10-week survey, and they found that financial stress from the loss of income plays the biggest role, adding those fleeing may not have a safe place to get to get away. The lead author hopes the study leads to more services and communication so health experts and others can spot signs of abuse.
I've been hearing that the whole time, you're right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm sure women are more the victims here.
I know that.
One assumes, yes.
I know that.
But I'm sure some guy gets beat up.
Yeah. Or just, you know, is afraid to go to sleep. She's mad at me sitting on this couch all damn day.
Look at me.
Yeah, exactly.
Wallowing in my own stench. What's wrong with that? Just leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Just
sitting over here being lordy.
Well, Lyft customers, apparently, they are going to start catering to the older people that don't like fooling around with apps. They're going to let you call them.
Oh, God. They're not going to answer. They're not going to answer.
People, they're rolling out a service to allow customers to call for a ride.
So if you got your jitterbug phone.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that. They better. I mean, if it's up to the Lyft driver, he's not going to answer. So it's going to be some sort of centralized situation.
Well,
maybe.
I doubt that they're just going to hook you up with an individual.
I don't know.
No, there's going to be a call center.
Of course,
they'll send the message.
Yeah. Well, while speaking with a Lyft agent, you can request a ride and pay for it over the phone with a credit or debit card.
Okay. Listen, I get it. You don't want to use apps, but the app shows where you're at. People are going to be on the phone. 42 South Main, I think.
True.
That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And they're gonna, and
locating
people,
the person.
And, yeah. None of us know where we're at anymore because of GPS.
Nah.
I mean, give a guy direction when you're buzzed at a bar. You know that bar? I don't know where I'm at, actually.
You know that place where that thing happened to that guy?
I'm there. That's what's going to happen. And rightly so, they should have this option for people that don't want to use apps. But once again, you're drunk on the phone.
Well, I think most of these older people are going to be calling from
their houses,
home.
Right, to go to the bar.
To go to the store.
It's
a mess up.
Yeah, some drunk guy at a bar who needs a ride home. Jimmy's Tavern. What's the address? I don't know.
One of the times I use the app.
Well, the agent will be able to see that.
One of the times I use that Lyft app or the Uber app. This has been 4 or 5 years ago. A buddy and I was from back east, was in town visiting all of us. We were at a bar, and I went by myself. My wife wasn't feeling good, and I took an Uber there because I knew I was going to get drunk. And I got ripped, and a couple girls at the bar helped me do my app to get the Uber. Can you imagine if I'd have called that guy? I mean, they had to help me with the app. I said, where are we at? And I knew the bar. I said, can you help me with this? I can't see anything.
My eyes don't work right now.
And then I just wait outside.
Craig, if they're calling from, you know, some phone that doesn't have a location device.
See, you started that question by asking me a question. So, okay. Let's just make sure we all understand that.
I'm stating to you.
Yeah.
You say that the call center will be able to determine where they are. I don't think necessarily.
No.
Because some of those phones don't have location devices. You can't lock into some older phones or like the jitterbug kind of phone.
Okay.
A jitterbug.
Okay.
So old guy is going to have to give his address.
Okay.
Or an address to go to.
Okay.
And they're going to have to decipher from there.
No, it's a good.
I wonder if they've thought of that.
It's a good option.
I'm probably
sure
not.
I'm guessing they have. They're going to bring us in on this one. I think they need some outside consulting on this one.
Yeah.
You know, drunks are going to call. Yeah, we figured that out.
Really?
I just want to let you know.
We didn't think of that one.
You know, drunks at bars are going to call and not know where they're at.
Hey, trust me.
On the phone.
I know how a drunk old guy thinks.
Yeah.
Well, they must think it's going to work really, really well if they're willing to lay out all this money to give them a way
Once
to
again,
call.
I think they need a third-party consultant, and we're willing to go in there and, for a fee.
No, I think there's definitely a market for it.
Of course there is.
Because, I mean, they're going to have to start up a call center, and there's going to be all sorts of other technology they need. I mean, that's going to be some money to lay out to start it up, so they must think it's going to work well.
Well, they're doing a story now about the vaccine, which is really sad because a lot of people, there are people that don't have computers. And they say, well, they suggest you call to make your appointment. Those phones are ringing all damn day. Nobody's answering those things.
Oh, yeah.
I just saw the story on this last night. The elderly population, some of them don't have computers, don't know how to do it. And they're on the phone, and, you know, nobody's there to help them. Nobody's answering those phones.
Luckily, being on hold for hours on end isn't just mind-numbingly annoying.
Right. Oh, you don't know, you know.
But you do. You hear stories of people doing that and being on hold for 8 hours, 10 days in a row before they finally get through.
Right. Yeah.
Unless they have that system. And I think Southwest has this, where, hey, you can sit on hold for 40 minutes, or we can call you back.
Call you back, right. But they don't for the vaccine.
But do you ever trust that?
No, I've done that, and they don't call back in time. No.
I did that with something the other day, and they did call back.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think they do sometimes.
I forget what it was. Yeah.
I've had good experiences.
I remember
those kind
now.
Of phone trees.
I'm always paranoid that they're just not going to call
me
back.
I've had both. Yeah. Well, I got rid of Neil the other day, and they end up getting Phil. Both from India, by the way. Common names there. We'll ask Dr. Mina about that today.
I'm sure it's true.
Yeah. About a perv and a dong.
Well, I got Neil and Phil in the morning. A perv and a dong is a better show. A little dirtier.
Police in Washington State say that a woman discovered a kilo of cocaine inside of an old crochet kit that she bought at the thrift store.
Kilo?
I found a half kilo of cocaine in this bag.
Now, she found an odd-smelling package inside of yellow rubber.
Now, we always assume
that had 100%
cocaine
written on the front.
Pure.
Now, we always say this. You guys always think that's a test for somebody to come kill somebody, but they don't leave bags in thrift stores for tests. You're afraid it'll be tracked down. Who bought this? We're going to go kill that guy.
Oh, yeah.
I see that. But I also see it wasn't in there.
I'm afraid of police.
Me too.
But a cop's not going to...
Not killing me,
right.
But
would,
arresting
would,
me.
Oh, having it on you all the time.
It was a sting.
Yes, it's a sting.
So a random woman buys a
not in this
crochet
case.
Bag. That's not a sting.
No, not in this case, but finding it on the beach and things like
that.
Oh,
that's different. That's different, right.
But if that happens, I'm saying to myself, this is too good to be true.
And I found a half kilo of cocaine. I'm returning
Was this El Chapo's old crochet kit?
A little crochet kit for animal hats, apparently.
Right.
So go looking for those now at the thrift store. To get your kilo of cocaine.
Oh, the pussy hats?
not specifically.
Okay. Those are kind of
animals in general.
Because they look like little kitties.
But the pussy hats, yeah.
A kilo of uncut, that's got to be worth it.
They look like vaginas, Todd. That's the pussy hats.
No. That's why they say they're pussy hats, because they look like
because
kitties.
Because they're cats.
Yeah, cats.
It's a vagina to me.
No.
Well, with two ears?
Right. Wrong context.
No, that's lips. That's lips.
Nope.
That's big labias. All right. Dr. Mina wore a vagina hat.
I don't think so.
They're kitties. Otherwise, we couldn't call them that.
Oh, that's why we called them that.
No.
No.
Okay, I just call them vagina hats now.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.